like, hey man, can I borrow your shampoo? And I'm like, my eyes are up here, dude.
Right. But then when
Nothing Important, episode 26 Spectacular, Toilet Humor, and music brought to you by us. Let's go.
You're listening to Nothing Important. Please enjoy the show.
I forgot what it was.
That actually could be a really good segment because it's kind of funny. Like, yeah, but isn't that true though? Like, it's so awkward sitting in a car and eating food from the fast food restaurant you were too lazy to go into, only to make eye contact with somebody doing the same thing. It's right. So awkward.
It's so funny. But if you're sitting in the restaurant, it'd be no big deal.
Yeah, if you were sitting in a restaurant, like side by side, like, oh well, whatever, this guy's sitting there. But in your car, there's just like the extra level of shame.
That is so weird. If you were in the same restaurant, it wouldn't matter.
Exactly.
But if you're in your cars,
exactly.
And I wasn't joking. I do that shit. I always eat Taco Bell in the parking lot of Taco Bell. And if there's another car, I'll either wait till they leave or go somewhere else.
It's a weird social stigma, right?
Social stigma. Well, I am a stall guy.
Well, there you go. See, there's 1 week segment.
It's the same reason I'm a stall guy, because I don't want that urinal thing where there's a whole line of urinals and that the person comes up right next to you. Mm-hmm. And you're just like,
damn it.
Now I got to stare at the fucking wall.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to talk to me. Hell of a ball game, huh?
So that's like one of the worst things. If you think about it, right? Like,
don't talk to me while I'm peeing.
Don't talk when you're peeing, right? That's like some sort of guy code.
Yeah. I used to think so.
I know there's a lot of jokes and like philosophies about that, but I think, especially living in Chicago, you're a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
So you probably already know where I'm going with this.
Peeing in the trough.
Peeing in the fucking trough.
I haven't pissed at Wrigley Field since I was a kid.
You've been going there, right?
That's kind of gross to say.
And of all the upgrades that they're making in Wrigley Field,
they're taking the troughs away.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about fucking time.
That's what I heard. I don't know. I haven't been there yet this year.
But the weird thing about the troughs in Wrigley Field is, like, as awkward as it is, and you're kind of like crossing the streams, is like some other dude has to piss on the one errant cup that, like, the one errant pink, like, hockey puck that they put for a 20-foot fucking trough. I always manage to get with the crowd. The only open spot is, you know, because for those of you who have never been to Wrigley Field, you go into the bathrooms and it's literally a trough. Like, it's no joke. If you took like a stainless steel kitchen sink from a restaurant and extended it to about 30 feet and hooked it on the wall with only one water spot, like in the middle of it with the drain right underneath that,
right?
That is your pisser. So if you're way at the end, the piss from everybody else hasn't ran to the center of it yet. So you're pissing in a pool of piss and you're just hoping it doesn't splash back on you.
That other people are pissing while you're pissing the piss and the piss thing.
Right.
Right.
And you know, guy code is that you shouldn't take a peek.
Right.
And to compliment that, almost every bathroom you ever go to, if there's two urinals right next to each other, they have like the weird, like 2 foot by like 4 foot
the
wall.
The divider. Yeah.
Exactly. But that, right, Dave, that does not exist at Wrigley Field.
No, you're standing shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder, like literally shoulder to shoulder. You come off the stands and it's not even awkward, like
it's not the bus next with to your dick dude. Hanging out. It's very uncomfortable for some people.
Your elbow will be rubbing up against the elbow of another person holding his dick you're holding yours.
It's almost a Dutch rudder situation. It's dangerously close.
It's dangerously close
to a Dutch rudder situation.
Exactly. But what complicates it even worse at Wrigley Field is, as guys, when you go to a urinal, a regular urinal, and you look down and you pull your dick out and you get ready to piss, there's two things,
you
guys.
You drop your pants to your ankles. You shuffle just up drop to the floor, urinal.
Right, like a five-year-old. And you got to lift your shirt up, too. You got to lift your shirt
up. You're holding your shirt up with your neck.
With your chin.
And you're undoing your belt and dropping your pants to your ankles.
Right. And then when you're done peeing, you know, you got to say, I'm a big boy. And then you kind of, you shake it, not with your hand, just by wiggling your hips back and forth. But the thing about urinals is every guy, when you go to your urinal, like a regular porcelain urinal, you go and you take a piss, and almost every guy will all of a sudden have to spit.
Yeah.
Right. So you look down at the puck, and there's just something in.
That's
an
excuse to check out your own wiener to make sure the pee's coming out straight.
Right. Because you don't want to dual stream it.
Right.
Right. Because if you dual stream, either something's going wrong, or you just had sex, or you just jerked off. Like, that's how you get the dual stream.
You're stuck together.
You want a single stream.
Right.
But the point. So stupid. But the point still remains is every time you stand up to a urinal, every guy spits in the urinal.
Yeah.
But the general rule of male bathroom etiquette is you don't peek at another dude's hog, right? You don't want to check out another dude's wangus.
Wangus.
Wangus, wiener, ween, schlong, peni, schlong, dick,
hang down.
Yeah, extroverted vagina, whatever you want to call it, right?
So extroverted vagina.
Doesn't even make sense, but whatever. The thing that complicates it at Wrigley Field is you are almost forced into a situation where you have no choice but to see dick, because you look down and your natural reaction is to spit in the urinal, but it's not a urinal, it's a trough. So then as your eyes come back up, almost everybody at least glances to the left or the right, and bam. Dude, dick. right to your left. And then what makes that even worse is since everybody does it, everybody feels uncomfortable about it.
Uh-huh.
And you can't help but meet the eyes of the person next to you on your way up. So
that's why you hope it's average. Because if it's a huge dick, you're going to be like, and if it's a small dick, you're going to be like, So you just hope it's average. You can just look at it and be like,
Well, you know how women always talk about like positive female body image?
Right.
Maybe men just start to need to do that with their wieners. And then the next time you're at Wrigley Field and you accidentally catch a glimpse of some other dude's dick and it's bigger, maybe it should just be socially acceptable to be like, all right, man, nice wang. And then like high five. Like, that's a good dick. Like, good dick, brother.
Good dick, dude. Good dick.
And then you can start talking to other people back. Hey, see this guy's dick? Great dick. Yeah,
but so like if it was like a more female thing, like if you see a guy with a baby dick, would you just be like, hey, it's okay, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's when you give him like the solidarity. Yeah. Like you're like, it's okay, brother. We're all in this together.
You only need one. You only need one.
Or better yet, you're like, I got your back, bro. Like, don't worry. What you lack in inches, I got your back, man. Don't worry about it.
What you lack in inches, you lack in inches.
You lack in inches. Another thing about bathrooms that weird me out is everybody nowadays is also expected to wash your hands.
Okay. Now, you know, at Wrigley Field, I was going to say this is another hilarious thing, is the trough is kind of urban legend.
Mm-hmm.
I guess everybody knows about the troughs at Wrigley Field.
Right.
When I don't even know how it's like anymore. But it used to be when you walk into the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
there would be the hand washing station. Or is this where you're going with that? And the hand washing station was a huge circle of silver with fountains that continuously spit water into it.
Right.
It looks like a fucking trough.
Right.
I've seen at least four or five guys pissing in the hand washing station. And guys walk up and be like, dude, what are you doing? They're like, what? This is the trough, right?
Right, yeah.
And you're like, no, because a trough wouldn't make you look at each other in some sort of friendly fire situation. It's up against the wall, you know.
It's like high school showers.
Yeah.
Like high school showers, they're just like the pole in the middle and everybody takes a shower. And although you're scrubbing your junk, you're looking at your buddy.
We didn't have those in our high school.
Your hands.
I actually never was put in that situation.
I did in college.
And our high school had the walls.
Yeah, high school had the walls.
You had to walk around the wall to check out your buddy.
Right,
yeah.
You know, and then you had to earn it. Like, if you're going to check out your buddy's dick, like, at least you're earning it by taking a walk.
Yeah, and you had to think of no some easy stupid way comment. Out. Like, hey, man, can I borrow your shampoo? And I'm like, my eyes are up here, dude.
Right. But then when... But my thing is like, there's signs everywhere. Please wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands, you're still touching the door handle that probably most dudes didn't wash their hands and grabbed regardless.
On their way out.
On their way out. Right. So your hand's still touching the germs. So I'm actually more comfortable not washing my hands after I piss because I know where my dick's been, but I don't know where anybody else's hands have been who have grabbed the handle.
So you're still going to get it no matter what?
Still going to get it no matter what.
Well,
so I'm going to leave like a movement to where don't wash your fucking hands.
That's like George Carlin said, I'll wash my hands when I get shit on them.
Right.
Like two or three times a week, tops.
Exactly.
See, that's why you just grab the handle of the door with a paper towel.
No, fuck that. I always kick that shit open, even in the most inappropriate of circumstances.
That's true. That's true. Because I'm a stall guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one too many guys like do the whole like walk up to you mid-pee, and then, like, hey, buddy, blah, blah, blah. They want to start talking to you, and it's like they're such a conversationalist. They have to talk to you.
Right.
So, I just go to the stall.
Like, and, when I'm taking a piss, you don't need to tell me about, like, the upcoming election.
Right.
And you definitely don't have to tell me about how your favorite sport team won their game.
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, the bathroom can be such a socially awkward position. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who else is in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You don't need to acknowledge my existence with a conversation.
Right.
I know you're there.
Are you allowed goer to the bathroom guy?
No.
Like, say your stomach is just a little bit upset and you know that there's going to be some noise when you enter the stall. And say there's like two or three other people in the bathroom and you go down to do your business. You sit on the throne and you know it's going to be noisy, but you do all you can to like kind of mitigate the noises.
Yeah, I consider that a social courtesy to other people to keep my noises down as much as possible.
Okay.
I'm not going to stop the flow of anything in my own personal system
right.
for anyone else's benefit. Uh-huh. But if I can mute the noises, yeah, I'll keep the grunts down for sure. Or if I know it's just going to be gas and no solids, then I'll try and, you know, squeak it out.
See, I'm totally the opposite. I'm totally the guy, like, I'll sound like...
Are you the guy that's, like, grunting and pushing, and then it sounds like...
Well, the thing is, like, I'll do it, like, I'll exaggerate it.
Okay.
Right? So I'll sound like Macho Man Randy Savage, where, like, if I think it's going to make noise... Like, it's going to make noise. So I just like, instead of being like, ah, oh, I was like, ah, oh, yeah.
I don't grunt. Just
let it ride.
Oh, yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim. And then you have a heart attack and wreck your car.
Right. Yeah. And then I crash my Jeep into the medium of a highway. It's a very, very tragic.
See, I won't grunt.
No.
I won't make any noises verbally.
No.
It all has to come from that end of things. Yeah, I'm not ashamed to do that, but I'm not gonna grunt and growl and like yell at my shit like, who does number two work for?
See, but I think maybe that's just like a defense mechanism on my part. Like,
it's an offense mechanism
or offense. Yeah, there you go. That's a great way. It's an offense mechanism. Like, we all know what's going on,
right?
Right. So I'm just gonna win.
Like, I'm just gonna win. Like,
if people are making noises, right? I'm just going to win, and I'm going to make the loudest noise possible.
Yeah, see, when I go in there, I don't want to hear other people shitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to make noises other people hear me shitting.
I just want to be the alpha crapper. Just the alpha crapper.
I'm more of a beta crapper, I guess.
Your craps
are so bad. I'm a submissive crapper. I work for number two.
See, and I gave number two the job to begin with.
Today's mid-show music break is us, Brian and Dave, from Nothing Important. We recently rediscovered some tracks from studio recordings around the turn of the century where we were covering some great American classics, so we thought we'd share them with you. Up first, we actually have the song that we opened up every set with. There's no doubt about it, We Ain't No Holla Back Girl.
Nice save. Alright, here we go. Too many times been around that track, and I'm not just gonna let it happen like that, cause there ain't no hollering back, girl. Ain't no hollering back, girl. Too many times been around that track, and I'm not just gonna let it happen like that, cause there ain't no hollering back, girl. Ain't no hollering back, girl.
Wow, that was interesting. Up next, everyone's favorite hookup song, Boom Times Four, The Vanga Boys.
For anybody listening to this right now, just so you know, we just made this up like 5 minutes ago, so it's going to suck.
What's up, the ladies, the Berbers, howdy.
That's Dave's awesome riff, and that's Jimmy there on the
vangahiphop.com.
Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room so we can be together for now until forever. Boom, boom, boom. I want a double boom. We'll swing you back together, together in my room. Here, play that. See how that sounds.
Oh. Whoa, this might have been a bad idea. But let's keep going. In fact, let's get a little worse. And our last one, we aren't reading the lyrics off the sheet in the studio while we're recording the first take. We actually rehearsed it a little bit, but it's still pretty bad.
Part to end that too. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Okay, that was fun. On with the rest of the show.
And now an excerpt from the book of things Dave doesn't care about.
How many beers and drugs you did last night, how fucked up you got, and that skank you hooked up with.
This was an excerpt from the book of things Dave doesn't care about.
You're listening to Nothing Important.
I'm just saying everybody likes boobs.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm totally a
dead air. You're totally dead air. No, but
I'm just saying I'm totally a boob guy, but I like to tell people I'm a shoulders guy.
You're a shoulders guy?
Oh yeah. There's nothing sexier than a good shoulder.
Nothing sexier.
In all honesty, shoulders are a sign of fitness. Some people think, I guess. But yeah, if girls are
like buff and like styrated and shit.
It's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. It's like if you don't have good looking shoulders, you're not in shape. I don't know.
Oh, I got you.
So, you know what I mean? I'm a shoulders guy.
So like boobs are kind of the opposite of that because they're just like sacks of fat.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm just saying boobs
are awesome. It's just an absurd thing to say. I like shoulders. You know, it's like yeah, I'm into knees.
Knees? Are you really into knees? Or are you just, no, okay. Just
saying, to be ridiculous, because you know everyone's like, it's either boobs or ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm totally into knees, dude. Back of the knee.
That's my thing.
You got a sexy back of the knee. You got it going on.
I'm there. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit me up.
Hey, but see, the thing is the reason why I asked you if that was a serious thing is because that's like not even like the weirdest fetish or like attractive thing that people have. Like me and my wife, Kristen, I talk to her all the time about like these hilarious fetishes, right? Cause she's cool. She knows, you know, I look at porn and she does too. I know that for a fact. And I'm totally cool with that.
As right? You should be. It's
America. Okay. I mean, we're all human, like whatever. Yeah. You like to see other people fuck in different fucking ways, like whatever. Right. But what cracks me up more about porn. So, okay. So here's where I'm going with this. So, you know, like the joke when I die or when somebody dies, they want their best friend. The first thing they do is to erase their internet history.
Yes.
Because nobody wants to be like see whatever weird kink you're into.
Right.
But that actually kind of intrigues me. Like the kind of fetishes and shit people have.
Well, that's the thing is like, that's a universal joke, right? Everybody can relate to that joke.
Because it's
which
true.
Means everybody has fucked up shit in their browser history.
Exactly.
So why are you so concerned if somebody sees your browser history? Because their browser history is just as fucked up as yours.
Right. True. Nah. Absolutely. But I love finding just like absolutely obscure, not even gross shit. Like the whole scat thing.
Mm.
Apparently a lot of people are into that. I don't understand at all.
I don't understand what the big deal was with Two Girls, One Cup. Cause there's videos worse than that on X videos.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like way worse. But what cracks me up more than obscure fetishes. So like, say like your kneecap thing, like that was actually your fetish, right? Mm-hmm,
okay.
I guarantee you there's probably websites out there just dedicated to somebody's kneecaps.
Probably.
Because of somebody's fetish.
I'm still looking for a good tongue website, too.
A good tongue website? Yeah. Is that a thing of yours?
Yeah, I'm into really phallic tongues.
Really? You just want to suck on them? But which is fine. But, right, that's whatever. If that's really your thing, that's really your thing, right?
Right.
But what always amazes me is, like, the super, super specific
it's like
fetishes that people have. Like, every time... Like I'll like browse Reddit, which fucking hate Reddit, but like I'll browse Reddit and there'll be like some link to dogging. Do you know what dogging is?
Dogging is. Yeah, I know what dogging is.
What's dogging?
It's an English thing where you go out to a parking lot and fucking public.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not even exhibitionism, but to go farther, what dogging is you drive your car to a public parking lot and you have sex in your car in the parking lot. And then other folks in the parking lot can reach in through the windows of your car and touch you while you have sex.
Oh, I didn't know it was like that specific.
That's what I'm talking about. Like that's so ridiculously specific. Like what is it about a car? Like, okay, I get basic expeditionism or exhibitionism.
Uh-huh.
I get that.
Right.
I kind of even get the whole like having sex in public thing.
No.
And I get the whole having sex in a car thing. Totally understand that.
Right.
But it's when you put them all together that it totally cracks me up. Like, how do you get to that? Like, who was the first person to be like, man, it's going to be so hot. If I take my car, I park it, roll down the windows, start having sex, and then have other strangers reach through the windows. Because if you open the door, that's a no-no, my friend. Like, no opening the door and participating. So you have to go through the windows.
I always thought dogging was just fucking in a parking lot.
No.
I always thought that was
dogging. It's like, as far as I understand, it's a very specific, like, set of circumstances that have to happen.
It's like Randy
Marsh.
Randy Marsh when the internet broke and he goes into the room. And instead of just saying, like, some simple thing, he gets, like, these really specific.
Right, like, down to the minutia.
Yeah.
Of, like, the
wish I could quote it, but I can't.
Right. But it's just like the little weird thing that make that particular kink.
Right.
Like that kink.
It's like she has to have a mole on her left butt cheek.
Right.
A tattoo that looks like Whistler's mother on the right butt cheek.
Right.
And then she also has to have like one hand bound to the opposite ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And whistling Dixie the whole time. You
right.
Know?
Right. It's just so absurdly.
It's 12:40 in the morning right now. So I'm the brain's kind of shutting down. I'm running out of cleverness.
But you see what I'm saying? Like that's so weird to me that that's what people like.
That doesn't surprise me.
I just
because everybody's a snowflake.
A snowflake?
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different?
Everybody's got their own fetishes.
Everybody's special.
Right. I see. I honestly, legitimately do not have any fetish that goes that specific.
I don't think most people do.
Yeah, that's what I wonder.
But then I'm always surprised because I'll like come across something like that.
Or maybe I do have something that specific.
What's that?
No, I don't. I would have thought of it already.
You would have thought of it already?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a simple dude, right? Like, I like to think of myself as like I'm not the biggest badass ever. And there's a lot of parts of my life where, like, if you think about traditional masculinity, I fall way short, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sports. I don't really give a fuck. Like, right. Like I don't want sports. I 99% of sports, I couldn't give a fuck.
You're not a very dude.
Right. I'm in many respects. I'm not a very dude. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, cars.
You're man's man. You know, you wouldn't be considered a man's man.
Well, depending on how you look at it. Cause like cars, I don't know shit about cars.
Well, I'm saying you don't fix cars.
I have no desire to fix cars. Like if somebody
wire,
was like,
you can't wire up an outlet. Right. You ever chop down a tree?
I see stuff like that I can do, but like, I can't like my brother's an auto mechanic.
Right.
And I love him to death. And he's obviously passionate about what he does.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll talk and be like, yeah, Brian, man, at work, this Lexus XRT 920 with 30 inch calibrated, and he'll rail off this string of things. And I'm like, okay, well, I have a Jeep with four wheels. So like, how does it compare to the Jeep with four wheels? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, so like that, that's the extent of my manliness, but my fetish is pretty much, vagina. like a woman, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I can't, like, I'm pretty easy to please, you know, as long as she doesn't have a chest, like a 5-year-old and, there has never been a wiener on her, or at least that I could tell.
Oh, like a part of her body.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure, especially at this point, if I was single, any woman I would meet would have had plenty of wieners on her.
Right.
Right.
Or in her.
Yes. Yeah. Within the last week, she probably would have had at least like 2 or 3 wieners on her or in her. But as long as she never had a wiener like connected to her, then, you know, I'm a guy. So I'm like, all right, game on. Like,
right. Like
let's do this. So I can't think of any fetish I would have where I'd be like, all right, so check us out. So this is what's got to happen. Like when you come into my house, you got to be wearing a jogging suit. Right? But the kicker is, on the jogging suit, you got to have a fucking bow tie with one ponytail coming off the side of your head, like, but like at a weird angle. So it's like a 1980s, like fucking high school teen movie.
Right. Like the girl from Napoleon Dynamite.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, like selling weird ass handmade keychains and all that bullshit. Right.
Right.
And then while you're doing that, you have to speak Chinese and hop on one leg. And that would be the hottest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. And I just don't have that in me. Like,
no.
I'm just very simple. So I'm like, all right, boobs. But everybody likes boobs. I think even gay dudes like boobs.
Maybe.
You know, okay.
Twinks, so, maybe like boobs on man bears? Man boobs on bears?
Oh, I would totally be twinks? A bear. And I have man boobs and I'm kind of hairy and big. I'd totally be a bear.
I'd be a bear. I'd be a power bottom.
Power bottom? I'd back it up. What can I say? So years ago, I used to work at this store and the owner was a very, very closeted gentleman, but he was like very obviously gay. Right? Like there was nothing about him that screamed straight dude at all, but he would claim to be a straight dude.
There's men like that.
No, and that's fine if there's effeminate or not as loud and obnoxious and boorish as I am. Like, that's okay, right? Like, everybody's different. There's some, you know, sometimes there's just softer dudes. And then there's dudes like me who are loud and obnoxious and they'll tell you to go fuck yourself. And there's some dudes who just kind of speak softly and with a list.
Carry a big dick. Stick.
And, yeah, exactly, right? But this guy, he was very, he was like, if he saw the most stereotypical gay guy you could think of, this was him. Except for...
You're something like John Waters gay?
Yes, John Waters gay, right? Like with the mustache and everything. But he would overcompensate his heterosexuality.
So he's the dude from Out Cold.
The bartender like from Out Cold. Sluts with tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's God, exactly how women. This guy was. I'll never forget, I was on lunch break, and I was just looking through a newspaper, and he comes up to me, and he's like, hey, Brian, you seen any hot babes today? And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I guess? And he's like, all right. And it was the most awkward pause. And then as I'm flipping through the newspaper trying to ignore him, he sees like a lingerie ad. And he's like, all right, boobies. Like said it like that's just
without
how
the talk. Slightest hint of irony.
No, not at all. He was dead. Because like if I saw that, I'd be like, whoa, check out that girl's tits.
Yeah,
you know, like I'd be like, hey, Chris, my wife Kristen, check out all this right. girl's tits, you know. But what
then,
I mean,
like, legitimately, I might walk by and go, ooh, boobies,
right?
But I'm doing it ironically,
right? You're doing it to be funny. But like, no, he literally like did the whole thing where like he leaned on the table with one arm, you know, with his back slightly touching the table, and like crossed his legs, and like he was scoping the scene.
Right, right.
And saw that.
He's just putting out like, the vibe.
Putting out the vibe. He's like, all right, boobies.
Boobies.
And I'm like, damn, dude. Like, it's cool if you're gay. Like, just own it. Like, it's so weird to me I guess it's so weird to me he couldn't be comfortable enough just to, because it came out years later. Everybody acted like he actually came out of the closet like a couple years later, and people acted so surprised about that. I'm like, well, I knew from the minute where he asked me if I saw any hot babes, because no dude just goes, hey, seen any hot.
Wait, is that how you met this guy?
He was my boss.
No, but I mean, is that how you met him? Was I that conversation, or you'd already known him for a while before?
I know him, but I never really talked to him. In fact, I was actually kind of surprised he knew my name.
Okay.
But he was just trying to be cool guy.
But that was one of your first interactions with him.
Yeah. And like, he was just trying to be cool guy, and that's just how he walked up. It's like, yeah. Hey, Brian, see any babes today? It was so.
Hot sluts with tits, man.
Hot sluts with tits.
Yeah, I love women.
God, I love women.
That's like, you know, anybody who says I don't like drama is a drama queen, you know?
Totally.
And like anybody that examples of that, but yeah, like thou protest too much.
Exactly. You know, it's like whatever you're against the most is probably what you are. Like, right. If you hate yourself, like,
yeah,
like, you know, it's the classic example, like somebody that like runs around, they're like, oh, fags this and fags that, fags this, right?
Right.
Like, you're probably gay.
You're probably gay.
Like, there's at least a little bit of you that thought about having a wiener in your mouth, and it bothered you so much that you're like, bags. Right.
You gotta keep it away. Keep it away.
Right. And like, it's like, dude, just fucking be comfortable with your fucking
grab
self.
Grab that dick and suck the shit out of it.
Yeah, suck the shit out of a dick, dude.
Be sure to follow Nothing Important online at nothingimportantpodcast.com. Find us on iTunes, on Twitter at NotImportantPC, and you can also find us on Facebook. Nothing Important is recorded with help from Third City Sound in Joliet, Illinois. Thanks for being awesome.